Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
2-2 is driven high and deep to left field. This thing is absolutely crushed. It's going to leave everything into the back row of the monster seats, and it's a leadoff homer to Neto. He's only hit one homer in 34 games here. The 3-1 is number two. This thing is pounded way back to left center field. Adios. Are you kidding me? One of the biggest home runs you'll ever see at Fenway Park, and one of the game's greats just lifted off. Dad, here's another homer. Adele launches one way out of here onto Lansdowne. The third massive big fly. The 1-1 is sky deep into right field. Back when it's Soler at the warning track on the run, he's there to make the play, and the ball game is over. The Red Sox come up just short, but in the end, the 6 runs in the first inning told the story of this game.
It's over!
Oi, come on.
The first time there's ever been 3 home runs in the first inning at Fenway.
I'm shocked by that.
That was stunning.
I feel like that's happened before. The Red Sox have had a lot of bad starters.
Was it just the opponent? Was that ever in the first inning?
Visiting team.
Visiting team. Thank you, Nick. That's still shocking.
Still, They've had a bunch of bums.
That's a wild stat.
So Richard Fitz in the record books. Yeah. He didn't have it last night. His stuff just wasn't moving the way he'd like it to.
He didn't have it last night. It's true.
He gets his face ripped off.
Red Sox take 2 out of 3 from the Braves. And then they come home. Yeah. It's a bad Angels team. You're like, maybe? Just maybe?
Here's another homer.
And, of course, they can't even.
Oh, God. Here's another homer.
Oh, God.
They don't just lose, Keith.
No.
They don't just lose a game. They give themselves really no chance. I know they got back in the game.
They did. They stormed back.
They made it a 6-5 ball game.
Yep.
Trevor Story had an opportunity and struck out. Carlos Narvaez in the 6th inning had an opportunity with the bases loaded, grounded out. So they had their chance. They never really had a real chance after that, unless you count the line out by Romy Gonzalez in the 9th as a real chance off old friend. I believe will be on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, if I had to wager on it. Kenley Jansen.
I bet he will be, yeah.
The Red Sox come back home, and they give themselves no shot by giving up 3 homers and 6 runs in the first inning. Fitz gave you one whole inning, and then he was out of the game.
Got to see Mike Trout sock a dinger.
It's nice.
As a baseball fan, there's that. He's healthy, hitting home runs. So
hasn't landed yet.
No, that thing was absolutely laced. But yeah, no, that was... That was a tough one. How about your guy Trevor Story? How'd he do after the hot weekend? Back to normal.
Big strikeout. Well, that's your guy, Trevor Story.
Not my guy. Ooh.
Big strikeout in a big spot last night.
Yeah, 0 for 4, 2 Ks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know they had that lengthy review to see if he got a hit. That was another part of the game. Like, we don't need that.
No.
That took forever for nothing.
So that's the Red Sox on the field.
Back to where they're at, 4 games under 500.
More of the same. Out of them, what were you telling me, Nick? They're the same amount of games out of first place this year roughly as they were a year ago on June 3rd, as they were the year prior on June 3rd. They're basically in the exact same spot.
The last 3 years have been basically the same spot.
Spider-Man meme.
So
2023, 2024, 2025.
So their Spider-Man meme. Record is worse, but they're the same games out roughly.
Yeah, because the American League's not very good.
It's not. And they added Bregman, who I know is hurt, Crochet, who's in the mix for the Cy Young, and Chapman, who's been lights out.
And they added three All-Stars. And
they're better off than they've been.
Yeah.
So let's start with this, and then we can circle back to some of the stuff that happened pregame yesterday.
Okay.
Jeff Passan had an update today. Early trade deadline preview for all 30 teams. And he broke them down into different groups.
Mm-hmm.
Buyers, sellers. The Red Sox were in the tweener group.
Classic Red Sox. They've been there for quite a long time.
Let's add over here and sell over there and bring in this piece and peel off that piece. And it's right back where they've been.
Yeah.
Passan writes, the objective is to have the whole be as good as the sum of its parts. The best player potentially available is Walker Buehler, which...
I don't really understand that. No, but then he gets in it. So he starts with that. But then if you read the rest of it, adds better players.
Our teams. So I agree with that.
I was like, what is this story? So he just, it's like two paragraphs on every team.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, this is a guy teams would want. And you're like, they would. So and then he names like five other guys. And you're like, yeah, they'd rather have those guys.
So here, it's a good point. Here's the body of it, right? He says what to know. The Red Sox shouldn't be under 500. Agreed. Everybody who says it's a talent issue with the Red Sox, it's not a talent issue. This is like a chemistry dysfunction issue. It's not a talent issue. Passan says, regardless of the wounds, both external and self-inflicted, they're replete with enough talent to secure an AL playoff spot, rather. If the ugliness continues, though, turning an eye towards 2026 is on the table.
Oof.
They've got an attractive array of players. Buehler or Lucas Giolito for the rotation. I don't know how attractive they are.
No.
Aroldis Chapman at the back end of the bullpen. That's somebody you could definitely get something for if you're selling.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Brennan Bernardino or Justin Wilson for teams that need left-hand relievers. Outfielder Rob Refsnyder is above league average over the last 2 years. He punishes left-handed pitching. He says the question is whether Boston considers going bigger. With the paucity of impact players available, one GM suggested the Red Sox could entertain the idea of moving Jaron Duran or Willy Abreu. More on that in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
They have ample outfield depth, especially with Roman Anthony ready for the big leagues, and although dealing at the deadline limits teams compared to the winter, the July market craves high-end talent, and Boston has it. So one GM suggested Jaron Duran. We talked about trade rumors involving him
Padres
yesterday.
Him.
Or Abreu. Who would you move out of those two?
Abreu.
Me too. Yeah. I don't think it's close.
No. Abreu had a real hot start. I think Abreu is a good player. I think he's good. Like, I think we undervalue maybe Willy Abreu. He's a good defensive right fielder.
I 1,000% did. So he's better than I thought. I'd still move him before Jaron Duran. And I think you could get something good for Willy Abreu.
Yeah. But I don't know why they're... There seems to be like a pushback of having an outfield of Roman Anthony, Jaron Duran, Willy Abreu. And is it so you can squeeze Seydon Rafaela and his good defensive center field play out there? Like, I feel like he would be better suited to play all the spots, maybe play short or second base right now. Like, you might even need him at second base for right now. I wouldn't trade either one of those guys. There's a chance for it to be a super cheap yet super productive outfield for the next 3 years. You'd pay those guys peanuts. Roman Anthony, Jaron Duran, and Willy Abreu. You're not paying them anything.
No.
And then you're paying big bucks to guys like Devers and Crochet, and then you sort of take that and you have a nice run. Like, you could even add another 2 year starting pitcher for crazy money, and your team payroll wouldn't be that high. I'm not getting rid of any of those outfield. I don't see the need to get to do that.
So I'm not really itching to do that either. However, and I said this yesterday, I'd listen on Duran. I don't really love the match with San Diego, but I'd listen on Duran. If I'm getting a high-level pitcher and now my roster fits together better because Abreu's in right and Anthony is wherever, left, I guess,
yeah,
and you can leave Rafaela in center field, I'm open to that, but I need better than,
what's the return,
than what I think I'm getting from San Diego. I'm open to that with Abreu as well. And so it's like, okay, we have a glut of outfielders, if you will. I don't know that they're exactly, all-star out there. Rafael is good defensively.
Yeah.
But
you know
he also can play the infield and be a utility player. What on pace home, for average-wise?
Home run-wise.
30?
Yeah, 34.
Yeah.
I mean, if he hits 34 home runs, like, at the end of the year, you might look at him a little bit differently.
30 homers and he's a Gold Glover.
Yeah.
And, like, the average has come down quite a bit, but that's fine.
I know he's a Gold Glover, but...
Say it again?
I know he's a Gold Glover, but I always get the sense, like Mookie Betts and Jackie Bradley felt like there were better defensive players than Willy Abreu. I mean,
Rafaela feels like he's a better defensive
player.
Yeah.
I don't really.
The arm on Abreu is really legit.
Oh, it's awesome. He had that great throw out earlier in the season.
The arm is really legit.
I don't know if that's like a little bit overrated, but whatever. He's a good, solid player. You're not giving him away. But I'm not trading him to like create a spot for Roman Anthony. I think there is a spot already for Roman Anthony.
No,
is my problem.
I agree with you. I'm not trading him for prospects, same as Duran. Yeah. I would want an actual player to help the big club and again, balance out my roster. They need pitching.
Yeah.
If I can trade Abreu for, this is one of the things we were talking about all offseason. Abreu to the Mariners for one of their pitchers. Great.
I would do that.
Duran to the Mariners for, depending on the pitcher.
Which pitcher, though? Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So that was like Casas at the beginning of the year, right? It was like, you wouldn't trade for me. All the pitchers, but one of them.
Oh, yeah, right. Casas was on that list as well. So I would entertain deals like that. I'm not saying Duran's off the table and I won't trade him for anything. Abreu I'm more open to. But those are the names pass and mention. Speaking of San Diego, Dennis Lynn of The Athletic went on the Odyssey station in San Diego.
Nice.
I believe they're also 93.7, if I'm not mistaken.
How about that? Good synergy.
Yeah.
I misspoke.
Maybe I did.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time. And so let me hear from Dennis Lynn, because I think it's interesting, not just about the Padres and their interest level in Duran, but the Red Sox appetite to maybe trade Duran.
I mean, I think there's been, I don't know if it's called stuff behind the scenes, but yeah, I mean, without being too specific, I think they are willing to, you know, listen to, you know, legitimately listen this summer to trade offers for him. And they do still want to compete. So it's going to have to be a really good return, given that, you know, he was basically an MVP candidate, or at least a candidate for runner-up behind Aaron Judge last summer. But yeah, I think, yeah, I mean, Roman Anthony, they need to find a spot for him. They've got other outfielders. And yeah, I think if, as far as return, I don't know exactly what they would be looking for if they do, you know, seriously go down this road, but they could probably use some relief help with the push fighters can offer. They could use help at first base, obviously, with the Devers not playing over there. And yeah, maybe it's not just a total prospect package, because they're looking to compete, obviously. And there's a lot of pressure on that front office right now to, you know, maybe shake things up in a bit. So I think if they're going to shake things up, trading the guy who was an MVP candidate last year would be a big step, but I think it's something they're willing to listen to.
Okay, so I don't know what's going on in the background.
What is happening to this guy? Is he all right? Is he safe?
And it's 97.3 in San Diego, not 93.7.
Close.
Odyssey Station there. So he says a couple of things that interest me beyond what's going on in the background.
Very distracted.
Number one, he's making it sound like the Red Sox have an appetite to move him and make changes because, number two, there's pressure on that front office. And it's like, oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Another GM in trouble here in Boston. And that's his read on the situation. He also says they'd be looking for big leaguers, not necessarily a package of prospects, which is what I would want in return if the Red Sox are going to make a deal like this.
Yeah, I think I was frustrated at the time, but a couple years ago, they acquired some prospects, including Willier Abreu. Like, that was the time to do it. And now your system is loaded. And you really only had to trade, what, like 1.5 really good prospects to get Garrett Crochet? I mean, one stud, another guy who's probably projecting to be pretty good. But you still kept your young guy. Like, you're looking for spots for them. So all I need is some, like, double-A stud to come in here next. Like, you need major leaguers. So he's right. Like, maybe you do need a You do need a first baseman. You might want to add to the rotation. But it's funny, because then when you compare it to Jeff Passan's sort of write-up on the team, it's like they need to play better, because how can you have two starters that other teams might want? You might have three relievers that other teams might want, and yet on the other side, you need a reliever and you need a starter. It's like you have these guys; they're just underperforming right now.
No, it's a good point. So, right,
I'm confused now.
I don't think Buehler and Giolito have a ton of value. You might be able to move contenders may want them, but I don't think you're going to get a big return for them, right?
No, that's a classic deadline day.
Same thing with Chapman.
Yeah.
Contenders may want him, and Wilson and guys like this, Bernardino, contenders may want them. They'd be useful on playoff teams. What are they giving you? Like a lottery ticket prospect? You're not going to get much.
If Chapman keeps pitching well, if you get a couple teams bidding against each other, you might do well there.
Abreu and Duran have, that's real value. Like, that's the kind of thing where you could get a big league starter. You could get, a handful of prospects, like useful prospects, not just lottery tickets, single A, you know, roll the dice on them, real useful players. But that's I wouldn't want the package of prospects. I would want to improve the big league roster, and I'd like to improve the starting rotation.
Yeah, but once again, we're trending towards being in the exact same situation as the last couple of years, where you say, are you a buyer or are you a seller? And one of Heim Bloom's biggest issues was he couldn't tell. He didn't know. He wasn't committed either way. That, I think, cost him his job more than anything else. Like, more than even just being a scapegoat, which was part of it. It was, what are you doing here? Are you adding a first baseman finally, like an Eric Hosmer, but then you're getting rid of the starting catcher in Vasquez? Like, which lane are you in? Then you hold on to guys like Bogarts and watch them just, like, walk away. And J.D. Martinez, you don't Evaldi, you don't trade any of those guys. So that was a mess. So now if Breslow's in the same situation this year, last year he made trades. All those guys stunk. He added two relievers that were trash relievers.
They were so bad.
He brought back James Paxton, who got hurt immediately.
What were their names? Speaking of random baseball players.
Was Lucas Sims.
Oh, yeah, from the Reds.
Good one.
And then they got a guy from the Angels.
Yeah.
Who were they? They were so bad.
Horrible players.
They were so bad.
Horrible players.
And then you watch the clubhouse, and they're like, we got our righty stick, Danny Jansen.
It was Danny Jansen. They got a backup catcher, and they're like,
we got our man.
I was like, you got Danny Jansen. So they like at least made moves, so you had to sort of give him credit for it.
Yeah.
I think I'm actually quoted in the clubhouse saying something similar.
Luis Garcia was the other one.
Luis Garcia.
I was like, well, they made moves.
Yeah.
I was like, clearly not all that excited about it, but and maybe that's why I don't have my City Connect jersey. But they brought in Quinn Priester, who they already flipped. They also brought him in. So it was a somewhat active deadline, but it was very strange. It was like no big play. They didn't bring in any big-time player. And so this year, same thing. Right now, though, you're four games under 500. Why would you bring in a big-name player? So maybe this is where the conversation turns to, if you're actually a seller, sell. Or like, you know, what is your plan? Are you just going to have the trade deadline come and go and you keep the roster the same?
So what should the Red Sox do? It sounds like they got one foot in one door, one foot out the other. What are they doing with Jaron Duran and Willie Abreu? Jeff Passan says they could listen on each. 617-779-7937. We got a Tier Tuesday coming up about 10 minutes from now. Real quick, Keith, let's go through all of what happened before the game yesterday.
Oh, yeah, what a treat.
Rafael Devers was out on the field for the first time since May, taking grounders. He had a mitt on at first base. He eventually shifted over and took grounders at shortstop.
That'd be a good exercise.
Alex
See him
Cora,
spit into.
Alex Cora was asked about Devers taking grounders, and he said, I had no idea that was happening.
Of course.
Great.
I mean, either he's lying again, which he has a track record of lying, or he is just has no idea what's going on, which is also a possibility.
Yeah, right. Either he's not telling the truth, I had no idea, or Devers is going out there trolling everybody, or he's doing it on his own, or whatever. They're also bagging out of the Christian Campbell plan at first base. Cora said Campbell won't be playing first base as much of a priority now that Romy Gonzalez is back in the fold.
So that answer to me is stupid, but I actually get the Campbell thing now. So Campbell was my first choice when Casas went down. That was the guy I was like, put him over at first base and figure it out. But part of that plan was call up Marcelo Meyer, have him play second. Well, in that time in between, Bregman gets hurt. So Meyer's playing every day at third. So now there's less of a need for me to move Campbell to first, a position he's never played, when your answer is now more David Hamilton, more whatever scrubby second baseman you're going
to
find.
Somebody has to go to second.
And, like, Campbell's not even hitting. So, like, if Campbell was hitting, it would also change things. But right now you're like, Abraham Toro might be giving you more at the plate than either Campbell himself or certainly David Hamilton is. So I'm okay with it. It's just kind of funny. Like, is very consistent with the Red Sox this season, where one day Campbell's going to play first, the next day he's not, the next day he is, it's going to be this series, now he's not, now he's actually not even at all going to play first. Like, but he was taking grounders over there at one point. Like, so were working him out at first base, so he was spending some time playing first base, but now I think based on your roster construction, it's kind of unnecessary.
So my hope was that, wait a minute, I'm connecting all these dots yesterday as it's all coming out in real time leading up to the game. I'm like, oh, the Campbell experiment at first base is done. They bagged out of it Sunday in Atlanta. Now Cora says that's not the plan going forward. Devers has a mitt. He's at first base. Cora left the door open. I'm like, here we go. Devers is actually going to go and move to first base.
No.
Wrong.
No, he's not doing that.
He's just making a big fat joke about it.
Yeah.
By going out there and
he's like, let's keep talking about
standing
it.
Standing at first base with a glove and then going and taking grounders at short. So he's
glove
just
a little small. He might have gotten it from Dix.
Yeah, he might have.
Yeah.
So he's out there having fun trolling, which on some level I respect.
You like a good
but,
troll.
But he's out there and he's making a big joke out of this for what?
I mean, to laugh at us, I guess.
So
or to
I mean,
mock Craig Breslow.
Is that what it is?
Maybe.
You know, hey guys, this will be funny. Everybody says I won't go out there and take grounders, so I'm going to go take them at short. And I'm going to stand at first with a glove. Ha ha ha.
I'd love to see him at short for a game. That'd be awesome.
Who would you rather see at short, Trevor Story or Rafi Devers?
At this point, Devers.
I think it might be Devers.
Yeah, you're looking for entertainment value at this point.
Yeah.
We haven't really seen much.
I think out of those options, it would be Rafael Devers.
Yeah.
So a lot happened before and after the game yesterday. Oh, and sandwiched in the middle, just in case you thought the Red Sox had any momentum, taking 2 out of 3 from Atlanta. Wrong. They lose again and continue to circle the toilet. So should they sell? Who's on the table? If they sell, is it Duran? Is it Willie Abreu? Rafael Devers trolling the fan base and maybe his bosses and the Christian Campbell experiment at first done.
I think and they lose again.
Yeah.
Right, right. Toss that in. Yeah. Just like, don't worry. Like the little 2 out of 3 against Atlanta, like that's over. Trevor Story's little hot streak, that's already over.
Yeah.
And they got Bayo going tonight, right?
It's the Red Sox. At least it's a night game for Brian Bayo.
True.
Better
should
sign.
Should do a lot better.
You don't want him out there during the day. 617-779-7937. We'll get to a media feud, a Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson-based media feud.
All of a sudden, there's like
a lot of good beefs.
3 or 4 media on media.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Feuds.
Maybe we should have
tiered. We got to pick sides.
Maybe we should have tiered media beefs, Keith. Maybe that's what we should have done.
Okay.
You do that. But we'll get to these media beefs coming up. End of the hour. It's a tier Tuesday with the NBA Finals a couple of days away. Stanley Cup Final beginning tomorrow. We figure we would tier off the top team titles in sports. We'll do that right after Trending with Billy Lane.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.